You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bob off today. Mark Maskey of the Washington Post. And by the way, we have the big boy, Mark Cabali, on video here. Go to our YouTube channel and check it out. Get there through our website at 937thefan.com. The NFL's Jeff Miller, according to Maskey, declined to comment on whether the league will take any action against Jim Harbaugh following the 10-year show cause order imposed by the NCAA. Big boy, the chances of the NFL taking action against Jim Harbaugh are about as good of a chance as Gertie passing up the buffet line. That ain't going to happen.
I don't think it should happen either. I mean,
neither do I. This guy over here to my left does. Limits wants the NFL.
Hell yeah, I do.
He wants the NFL to suspend Harbaugh.
No, here we go again with the narratives. We're going to say, oh, the Penn State bias is coming out here. Austin can't possibly put together a truly constructed thought without including Penn State in it.
Hey, speaking of that, Joe, did you happen to see when Limits was talking to the McKeesport running back? I never saw a guy have a bigger smile on his face in his life because he thought he's committed to Penn State, even though that might not happen.
Yeah, he might.
I saw that.
Did you broker that deal, Limits? Are you involved in recruiting now? Did you get the kid to go to Penn State?
I did not, no. This was a year ago that he committed.
All right.
You got to get on the horn.
You know, Mark, you got to make sure that you create a good relationship with some of the people that you're interviewing. You want to, you know, ask some good questions and see what the answers are going to be. You want to have a good connection there.
You're like, hey, what about this play here? Then you're like, hey, what do you think about Penn State and this offense and these running backs? I'm like, wow, Limits, we pivoted real quickly to Penn State now.
Because he brought up Saquon Barkley, so I thought that was a good transition point.
Yeah, big boy. Tell me on what planet the NFL would have grounds to suspend Harbaugh. He worked in a completely different
– yes.
Really, a completely different vocation. College football coaching compared to NFL coaching, a different planet. He might as well be a dentist. If he went and became a dentist, would they suspend his license for what happened at Michigan? I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, I mean, to put it on a separate level, it's like if you got in trouble working at Giant Eagle, and that means you then left and went to Shop and Save, but then you couldn't work at Shop and Save because Giant Eagle didn't want you to. Imposing something on you there. It just doesn't, it's just two separate entities in my book. Even though you take players from one to the other one, it's sort of a feeding system. It's still one's college football, one's pro football. They've been doing this for years. You're going to go back retroactive and get Pete Carroll too then? I mean, can we
limits,
do that?
Limits, defend yourself and make your case here.
So my point on this, Cabali, is we see this happen with players a lot when whether they go on to the NFL or they graduate and then they go to the league and they have an ongoing legal issue or something else that had occurred, whether it be on the field or off the field, it doesn't matter that it occurred in college. They still get punished for the NFL. I took the Isaiah Bond example as the NFL still might end up, you know, laying a little bit of the hammer down on him based on what happened when he was still in college. Why are we making an exception for coaches?
Limits.
Why should Jim Harbaugh be able to basically leave college football and basically get a free pass as a way to escape. Like, why is he just allowed
to
get off scot-free?
You understand there? That legal issues fall under a personal conduct policy no matter where they may have committed a crime,
yes.
Right?
Yes, I do.
That's different than having a guy in a mustache take Ohio State signals,
I know,
right?
Yes, I know you brought up the mustache idea a lot.
I don't think that falls under personal conduct policy.
Kabali, your thoughts? And I wasn't
What are your thoughts?
Oh, I wasn't trying to frame it at all in that way.
Yes.
He broke
I'm trying to frame it in that way.
I know. I'm not. He broke the rules of football.
And you equate that to a crime in the real world?
Again, that's putting words in my mouth. What I'm saying is college football and the NFL, the lines are being blurred now more than ever before. So I don't understand why Harbaugh, because of what he did in college, basically just gets to leave and there's no ramifications of it at all. The Jim Tressel stuff I point to, where he was punished by the Colts for what had happened at Ohio State. Sure, he was just an advisor. Why should it be treated any differently as an advisor compared to a head coach? That's just my point.
But you understand that the NFL is punishing players who may have committed crimes under the personal conduct policy. That has nothing to do with college and pros.
Yes, and I did not dispute that at all.
He could have done it. He could have done it anywhere. It doesn't matter that the guy did it in college.
Mark?
Well, we all know what's going on here. If this was Jim Harbaugh who coached for Stanford, I don't think Limits would care. It's just because he coached for Michigan and whips Penn State. That's the only reason why. I mean, we're going through all this big to-do, and that's the bottom line. That is where his anger comes from, right? Limits?
No.
Yes.
Not at all. You can claim that it's that and think it's that, but it's not. So I'm not going to defend it anymore.
He's not going to defend it anymore, big boy. Shall we move on?
Move on to Marquez Valdes-Scantling signing with the 49ers.
He's off the board. It's on the Twitter machine.
Oh, really? Who has that?
According to Ari Miroff, My Sports Update is breaking it. The 49ers are signing Valdes-Scantling.
All right. Well, there we go. I thought that
was that.
I thought
that
was.
Can we rewind and take that part out of the show, Joe?
No, it was very legitimate, and I thought it was actually going to happen because it made a lot of sense. So who's next then?
Ask Bill Goldberg. I don't know. They're running out of options, right?
I mean, are there or aren't there? You said they wouldn't trade or couldn't trade for Jacoby Myers. How about Alec Pierce, somebody like that?
The only way they would trade for Jacoby Myers is it's a two-street road here, whatever. Two-pronged plug here with him. First of all, the Raiders have to want to trade him. I'm not 100% sure that's the case. And they're going to have to eat some of that $11 million. Now, if Omar can do his con artist wizardry and, you know, try to get them to agree to a trade and take half that money and pay for it themselves, then yes, it's all on here. But I don't anticipate that that's even a possibility as we see right now. So I don't know who's out there left. I mean, there has to be somebody. But like I said earlier, I don't anticipate a big name at all coming here, and you're going to be disappointed.
I'm not going to be disappointed. I don't care. Here's some breaking news. Yeah, I hear you. All-pro safety Kyle Hamilton and the Ravens reached an agreement today, according to Adam Schefter. 4 years, $100.4 million, the largest for a safety in history. $82 million guaranteed. What do you think about that?
They didn't look at Minka Fitzpatrick. And how much did the Steelers give him? He's very good. I'm not denying that he's very good, but I think it's almost to the point where that's a position that you can scheme out of doing well, or at least we saw that in Pittsburgh with Fitzpatrick. I don't know if that's going to end up paying off in the end, but he's a good player.
Are the Ravens the best team in the division?
Yeah. I think they are. I think the Steelers are next. I think the Bengals are after that. Then we know where the Browns are.
What do you think of that situation? the quarterback situation there. Who's gonna start the most games for them, and will Shador start any?
Oh, I think Shador will. I mean, Flacco will be a starter for a good half the season until, you know, there's no use having Flacco being a starter if they're 0-8. You know, you might as well move on to next year and see what you got in Sanders or Gabriel. But doesn't he have to skip over Gabriel just to get in the game? So maybe yeah. Sanders doesn't play at all, but one of those will play. It won't be early, but maybe they could trade him Skylar Thompson in October.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the Fan will showcase a different community each Saturday through the Youth Football Showcase with a special visit from members of the Fan staff. If you want 93.7 The Fan to visit your game, email usports@937thefan.com with your group name, your group's main contact info, and potential dates. Details at 937thefan.com. Now brought to you by Steel City Shredding, Saloni's Italian Bread, and Pelman Electric. Did you have a good youth football career, big boy? What position did you play out in McKeesport?
Yeah, I was at McKeesport.
Where were you?
Come on. I was at, I actually played for the Bell Vernon Midget Football League, and I played for the Linwood Eagles.
The Linwood Eagles?
Yes.
What position?
If you had to guess, Joe, what would it be?
Limits, you think he was an offensive tackle, maybe? Center?
Maybe a guard.
Maybe a guard. Yeah, we'll go with guard.
I was tackle. Tackle.
Any good?
Nose. As I forget who called him. Mike Tomlin called it nose guard.
Yeah.
Now it's nose tackle, right? Any good? No, probably not. I would say no. Much better baseball player at that age.
Did you have Eagles colors, green and white?
We were green and gold.
Wow. I can imagine a little big boy out there, can't you, Limits? Very excited.
A little big boy? Little.
Very excited for the game.
There was no little, nothing little about me. I was a kicker one time. I was a kicker
what?
In the All-Star game. I was a kicker in the All-Star game, and I went and kicked off, and I like swung and almost totally missed the ball, and it went like 3 yards. Very embarrassing.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I just wanted to have him laugh for a while. Limits, I
How
hate...
Far can...
Huh?
How far can you kick a field goal, Joe, right now?
I've tried it. Probably 25 yards. Limits, how far could you kick one?
I don't think you can kick a 25-yard field goal.
I guarantee you can kick a 25-yard field goal.
No, I want to see it.
Wait, what? I was being conservative. A 25-yard field goal? You can't?
I don't think you can.
There ain't no doubt he can do that.
That's from the 15-yard line, am I right?
That's like an extra point, an old extra point.
Wait
Absolutely,
a second.
You can do that.
Of course I can do that, right?
Of course.
He doesn't and you don't think I can, Limits.
I don't, no.
Oh, Kabali, I thought you were saying I can't. Yeah, I can go 25.
I said you can, Joe.
Oh,
Austin's saying you can't.
I thought you said that Joe could not, Mark.
No, right. Joe can absolutely kick a 25-yard field.
Limits, let's go out to a field. When? Tomorrow?
Maybe, yes.
All right. We'll see if you can kick the further field goal.
It won't be me. I can't kick.
Oh. All right. Then won't be much of a challenge.
Hit a wiffle ball.
I can do that, you know, yes, but I can't kick the football.
He can put together a really good wiffle ball lineup.
He's winning titles in wiffle ball.
Yep.
Limits, Cabali's coming after you today. You going to go after him at all?
No, I think Cabali's had enough punishment with his Cameron Johnson opinion.
we'll just
leave it at that.
He did come after you in the end.
We will blame that on one Andrew Filipponi and his lack of accurate tweeting that came down on me hard.
Wait, but didn't you say adamantly that Cam Johnson would be the guy?
I thought Cam Johnson was the guy. It came across as sources told me that organization made up their decision before, which that's not the case. I still think Cam Johnson's a better punter, so there you go.
What do you make of this limit? You want to take another shot at him here?
No.
That suffices?
I'll leave it at that.
I think he's a better punter. I think age and dead money and stuff like that played a little part in it. That's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
And I respect that. All right, of all the position groups, let's leave quarterback out of this for now. Of all the other position groups on this whole roster, which one concerns you the most? Is it receivers? Is it O-line? What is it?
Probably D-line right now as we sit there, because we don't know what Harmon can – how long is he going to be out for. Is Cam Hayward going to show up? I would assume he is. I mean, I don't think there's much worry about that. Benton's a little banged up. Then you got Y.A. Black, who looked good in preseason, but can we guarantee he's going to be any good during the regular season or more than, 15 or 18 snaps? Then what do you have behind that? Milk, Lee, Ekwale. So I think defensive line is somewhat of a problem, and I don't think there's anybody out there that you're going to bring in now in waiver wire or whatever to fill that, to make it better. So, yeah, I think defensive line is the biggest concern for me.
What's Benton's situation? He was banged up a little bit, but bigger than that, is he the type of player that they need in the middle of that line? Meaning, is he more of a guy who ties up blocks, or is he a guy who wants to be a playmaker? Because it's real hard to be both of those things, I think.
Yeah, I don't think they really ask him to tie up blocks as much anymore on this defense rather than get to the quarterback. Tackle the running back as you get to the quarterback. Try to keep him off of there. But I don't – the old school Steelers, that was what they did, with their two-gap set. They're just trying to keep him off their linebackers. It's not what this defensive line does. So I think when you look at the run game against last year and they struggled – and you point to the defensive line, and that was an issue, but it was more than just that.
Yeah.
I mean, the inside linebackers got a tackle. I mean, Patrick Queen had 130 tackles, but would that surprise you if I told you right now that Patrick Queen had 130 tackles last year? A little surprising, because it didn't look like he made a lot of big plays.
How many of them were at least 5 yards down the field would be my next question.
Exactly. I mean, at one time, I forget who it was. It was about 5-10 years ago. A Steelers cornerback had like 18 tackles. Yeah, because he gave up about 14 catches. That's why. So that's that same realm of – it's that same box right there. But I think Peyton Wilson's a lot better. I think they'll be able to use Cole Holcomb in situations. And I think, how good Minkah Fitzpatrick was, he wasn't that sure of a tackler late last year as well. So they're going to need the group effort to stop the running game. It's just not the defensive line, but the defensive line is somewhat concerning to me.
Well, speaking of that, and lastly, I might add, is the Cam Hayward story just going to quietly peter out here? Is there any more drama left, and is he going to get a sweetener to his contract?
I mean, my point is he doesn't go out there and practice the other day, it was a week ago, without something, right? I mean, you just don't go out there because you feel like taking part in some team drills for the first time in a month because of the heck of it, for on the whim. But then, but he hasn't been even, I don't even know if he's been dressed since then and take part in any practices since then. This is the weirdest demand for a contract renegotiation in my life. It's like he's trying to appease both sides. He's trying to get his money, but I think he now realizes he can't be vocal about it because the pushback he got. I still think it happens. He'll get a couple bucks and everything will be fine. I mean, that might be 10 days from now, but could be 10 minutes from now. But I don't think they let him go into the season without giving him a raise. I just don't.
Thank you, big boy.
All right, fellas. You two resume
okay?
Your fighting.
You two are fighting. You two are the ones who got in. Are you two okay? Limits, you okay with that?
Should I say boom? Is that what it was?
We're going to bring back the boom. You know the funny thing about that is? Listen to this. I really found this interesting. In the game one of our championship game, one of our guys hit a big home run, and I went, boom, boom, let's go. And I immediately thought, oh, the boom. It got me in trouble with Joe. Maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Are you two okay is the question, though.
Oh, we're wonderful.
I don't want to leave on
bad
terms.
Hey, Joe, what are you? Happy belated birthday.
Happy birthday, Joe.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. Did you see my nice tweet about Joe last night, Cabali?
Did Limits get you a present?
No, but Bob did. He got me a new golf hat and a whole sleeve of golf balls.
Bob and I combined on the present.
You did?
I said to Bob, what can we get for Joe? And he says, I have some stuff.
Oh, well, yeah.
I'll put my name on it.
Yeah, put my name on the card. Thank you, big boy.
Pretty much. Thanks, Mark.
All right, Joe. All right,
see you, buddy. Boss.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.